T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. More protesting over the death of a man at the hands of Minneapolis police. We have the story.
Wichita Police Chief comments on the death of George Floyd. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Problems persist with Kansas unemployment benefits. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Our normal high for this time of year in Wichita is 80 degrees, and we will be right on target today. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Minneapolis is under a state of emergency.
Angry citizens of Minneapolis confront police over the death of George Floyd, a handcuffed black man who died while in police custody. That city is now under a state of emergency as mobs take to the streets, burning, destroying, and looting. Even this police station was not safe from the fiery violence. Gas lines were reportedly cut at this third precinct. Now, during a news conference with Mayor Frey, he said officers were in the building when that precinct was breached, but he could not say exactly how many. He also said the city can expect to see even more resources spill into the city in the coming days. When he was asked where the police were when that building was breached and then set on fire, he said they were scattered throughout various areas of the city to prevent looting.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting.
Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey is speaking out about George Floyd's death. That's the Minnesota man who died while being arrested by police. Ramsey tells KSN News he first saw the video of the incident on Tuesday morning. He says he was horrified and found it very disturbing.
We are a life-saving organization. We are here to help people and improve our community. We're not here to have things like innocent people dying for minor crime. And there really is no, you can't make sense of this as to what happened.
Chief Ramsey says, quote, something went terribly wrong in the death of George Floyd.
At least 7 people were shot as protesters in Louisville demonstrated against the killing of Breonna Taylor, a black woman fatally shot by police in her home in March. Louisville police confirmed in a statement that there were at least 7 shooting victims, with at least one person in critical condition. A spokesman says no officers fired their service weapons and that there were some arrests. The Courier-Journal reports around 500 to 600 demonstrators marched through the Kentucky city's downtown Thursday night.
Thousands in Kansas are still waiting to receive unemployment benefits. State officials continue to blame an outdated computer system for many of the problems.
State officials continue to blame a 40-year-old computer system for the issues Kansans have experienced applying for their unemployment. Secretary Garcia tells KSN News she's pleading with lawmakers to allocate the estimated $37 to $47 million to update the system.
I think now people understand that we cannot mess around anymore and this cannot be prolonged.
Representative Fred Patton, a Topeka Republican, says while it may not be addressed in the upcoming special session, lawmakers will likely take it up during next year's session.
That will be a priority when we get back. As we budget moving forward, we're going to have to put into place a number of things that we probably didn't think were important before.
Patton says lawmakers will likely address extending the emergency order next week so Kansans will have access to federal unemployment funding. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:03, 3 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Major League Baseball can't really seem to get its act together right now. And what does that mean for minor league baseball players? Not good. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A major unemployment fraud scheme is uncovered in Washington State. Details on that story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Don't change that radio station. 7:08 now, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Friday morning. The owners of an oil refining plant in El Dorado have agreed to pay a $4 million fine for violations of federal clean air regulations. The Environmental Protection Agency and the state of Kansas announced the agreement with Holly Frontier. Regulators say the plant exceeded emission limits and did not comply with chemical accident prevention and safety requirements. As part of the agreement, the company agreed to make improvements at the refinery to reduce emissions of sulfur dioxide and particulate matter and to improve risk management practices. The consent decree is subject to a 30-day public comment period and final court approval.
Construction has resumed at the National Biosecurity Lab in Manhattan, Kansas, after a brief shutdown after a worker tested positive for COVID-19. Officials stopped the work on Tuesday to clean potentially contaminated areas where the worker might have been, and then work resumed on Wednesday.
California is defending itself against White House accusations over its plan to mail voter app ballots for the presidential election.
President Trump's been critical against some states' plans to send voters mail-in ballots this fall, saying that would be highly susceptible to fraud. White House spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany pointed to California, saying at one point Los Angeles had more registered voters than adults eligible to vote, and that without clearing voter rolls of inactive voters, ballots would be sent
to everyone, including dead people on the voter rolls.
In a statement, California's Secretary of State said Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Utah all vote by mail, that it's a secure, time-tested process. They say Republicans have falsely accused them of planning to mail ballots to inactive voters, but the plan is to send to only active registered voters. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A major unemployment fraud scheme uncovered in the state of Washington.
The level of theft is staggering. The state so far has recovered $300 million paid to criminals who used stolen personal information to file fraudulent unemployment benefit claims. All this as joblessness has spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the fraud isn't confined to Washington state. One official calls it a national attack by sophisticated criminals. Attacks have also been detected in New Mexico, Michigan, and Montana. Washington state so far has paid nearly $4.7 billion in benefits to over 807,000 people. Tom Bergotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning in Wichita, things going fairly well out there. The gasoline prices remaining fairly stable at $1.64 a gallon for the most part here in Wichita. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
All right, let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Good morning, Ronell.
Good morning, Steve. Happy Friday. We made it.
It is Friday. You are correct, sir.
And it's going to be a pretty nice day out there, too. You know, over the last few days, especially for those who have been kind of socked in, I know here in Wichita, we were able to be fortunate enough to get a few cloud breaks here and there, even after we got some of that rainfall yesterday. But we do have much brighter skies on the way. High of 79 today. Normal high for Wichita today, 81. So we're going to be pretty close to that average. Got mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Going to be a pretty nice start to our weekend. Winds should continue to stay pretty light as we go through today, but maybe the occasional breeze every now and again. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, 58 for a low, waking up to a mild start by tomorrow, and then more sunshine tomorrow with just a nice mix of clouds and sunshine. We do have a 10% chance of a shower or storm in the forecast. Chances, though, very slim, and we do have a better shot at staying dry. High of 81, and this is just going to be the start of a day-by-day increase in our temperatures as things continue to stay pretty dry out there. 83 on Sunday, upper 80s looking likely by Monday in the start of June, and then we've got a high of 90 on the way by Thursday, maybe just shy of 90 by Wednesday. So we do have some hotter days ahead, but it's definitely going to feel like the month of June. Right now, we're at 60 degrees. Beautiful sunrise still in progress. Just a few clouds out there. North winds at 6 miles an hour, pretty light. And we've got visibility at 10 miles. So a nice start to the day and a nice start to our weekend ahead.
Yeah, it looks like a good weekend ahead. And the time for me to get out and mow my grass, which badly needs it after that rain this week. A lot of people are in that boat.
Yeah, between the rain and then the fact that it's going to get a lot warmer, yeah, I'd say go ahead and do that stuff outside this weekend.
All right. Thanks for your permission. We appreciate it. Thank you, Ronell, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:12 now, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I think that Friday night in Wichita, traditionally, over the years, that has meant that we have restaurants very, very busy on Friday nights. Friday and Saturday nights in Wichita, time to eat out. And let's see what happens this weekend as the county takes off the restrictions on that. I'm sure a lot of people, there will be separated dining, and the restaurants will take the precautions they need to do that. But I wonder how many people are going to venture out. Now it becomes kind of a question of confidence. How confident are you we've got this thing under control?
I don't see any lack of confidence.
I don't either.
Every restaurant I drive by has tons of cars in the parking lot.
Talking to a friend last night who basically said he did not like the fact that they're taking the restrictions off on this thing too quick, he thinks. And I thought, really? You think so? Well, the gentleman is a close friend of mine who's had some health problems in recent years, and he's very
conscious of that. Those are the people that are most vulnerable.
Yeah, and he's probably considers himself vulnerable, so that's kind of the way it is. We're going to take it one-on-one now. Everybody's going to have to make pretty much their own decision. All right, 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, our news this morning is a lot about what's going on in several states after this man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, George Floyd. And we're going to get some more information right now with Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good, good. Of course, you've got Minneapolis, St. Paul, other places they're having demonstrations and protests about this, right?
Yeah. Fires are still raging in Minneapolis this morning, and smoke could be seen for miles as thousands rioted, looted overnight, destroyed businesses in their own neighborhoods, grocery stores, drug stores, and other businesses. They breached and torched the city's third precinct after overtaking that building last night, and police officers inside that building had to flee. And many now asking the mayor, Jacob Frey, what's the plan? President Trump, in a tweet, calling the mayor weak and saying that he'll step in if needed to keep people safe. Of course, the mayor blasting back and saying Donald Trump knows nothing about the strength of his city. Though the visual that people are seeing is that the city is burning and that it's being allowed to happen. One of the questions that a lot of people have is, where are the police? Where are the National Guard? Where are these firefighters? Obviously, firefighters are very busy in and around the Twin Cities right now. St. Paul, the violence spilled over into St. Paul last night, where more than 170 businesses were damaged or destroyed. You've got Target shutting down over a dozen store locations there. City buses now also shut down because of the violence, and it doesn't look like there's going to be an end to it. As people are still seen this morning, continuing to break windows, break into businesses, and loot. And, of course, the spillout that is happening in other cities across the country. The violence, as you know, following the police custody death of George Floyd, that so far has led to the firing of four police officers involved and sparked civil rights investigations. But that's not enough for many. They want charges, and they want it now.
Good many Americans have some strong feelings about this. I understand that. But when you take the streets for a protest, and the protests, all of a sudden, those who are going to take advantage of a situation are going to show up. And that means that people are out protesting this thing, and all of a sudden, the whole town is ablaze and the place is being looted. It's tough, but somebody's got to get control of it at some point.
Yeah, it seems as if this is being used as an opportunity to either steal big screen TVs or to burn police stations down. And, the mayor is taking the approach that, look, we need to heal the city. We need to let protesters kind of have their word, have their say, and hopefully it will die down soon. Hopefully we'll get some answers as to what's going on with the investigation. There have been some peaceful protesters, but they've been overrun by many factions that are just out to destroy. And it's when I've covered protests like these in the past in Ferguson, when all those buildings went up in flames along Florestan Avenue, that main drag, those buildings are still gone. They're still in ruins. And so these are their neighborhoods that they're destroying. It's the resources, the grocery stores, the drug stores, the resources that they rely on, or many people in those neighborhoods rely on to live. And it's in ruins at this point. So not sure what will happen today, but I think you can bet that if the mayor doesn't take a different approach, then we'll start to see the state maybe take a different tact. And if not, certainly the federal government.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. As always, we appreciate it. Jeff Manosso from Fox News talking about what's been going on in Minneapolis, where peaceful demonstration or protest turns into a bunch of knuckleheads out there breaking into businesses, burning them down, and so forth. And I don't get it. The mentality of somebody, I mean, I've seen some video out of the corner of my eye this morning of these guys looting and running off, and there they are, just big as sin. Their face is right on the camera, and I'm just wondering if they don't think police officers look at surveillance videos and things and sometimes catch criminals that way. That could be going on for years, something like that. Anyway, trying to get a handle on that in Minneapolis, St. Paul. It's 7:18 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Friday morning. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happening?
During the pandemic, Major League Baseball has failed to come up with an idea to get its season even started. And, of course, that leaves Minor League Baseball pretty much dead in the water.
Yep.
And, of course, Wichita was set to have a new AAA team this season. And
right.
That is pretty much slipping away day by day. Now the Major Leagues they're just firing a bunch of their minor league players.
Yikes.
And that's causing a lot of fear among that community. Here's some thoughts on that from Barry Meester. He's a sports agent. He appeared on Spain and Company on Sports Radio KFH.
There's a lot of fear and a lot of economic hardship. You know, some of these guys who are in their early 20s, mid-20s, they've just gotten married. Maybe they've had their first child. Maybe they've bought their first house and they have to make a mortgage payment. And there's a lot of fear that minor league players are going to be put on furlough. They're not going to be able to get unemployment because they're still employed by their clubs. They're worried about their next paycheck. And so there is a lot of fear among young players who really should just be worrying about, can they get the ball over the plate or can they hit a breaking ball?
Yeah.
Oh, and join the club. There's 41 million Americans that are trying to figure out where their next paycheck is coming from.
That's true.
It's
yes.
not a singular problem.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs in pro football are continuing during their off season, and you know, you've won a Super Bowl, you've got a hot shot young quarterback that is pretty much at the top of the game right now, but Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says even though Patrick Mahomes is pretty special, the quarterback's job is never done. It's audio from the Rich Eisen show.
I joke him, I say, listen, quarterbacking's a lot like being a farmer, like the work's never done. There's something in the game that you can work on. And then it's our responsibility to give them new challenges. And so there's so much you can do offensively in football right now. And there's no rules as far as there are certain rules. We still got to stop at red lights, but it's there's a lot of ways to get to it. So the expansion, I guess, of offenses with the way the colleges are playing now is greater than it's ever been. And we're able to utilize more field than we've ever used. And so let's explore that.
Interesting comments.
Yeah.
We'll hear from Coach Reid again in the 8 o'clock hour, coming up an hour from now, as he talks about his prized offensive coordinator, Eric Bieniemy. Of course, every team kind of.
They like this guy.
Likes him a lot.
Oh,
Chiefs
yeah.
want to keep him, of course, as a coordinator. So
right.
we'll get some thoughts on Andy Reid on that coming up next hour. What about the NBA? Still on pause after 2.5 months during the pandemic. The NBA is trying to think about ways to come back, but some teams might not want to come back. Here's Ramona Shelburne, ESPN NBA senior writer.
There are teams that would rather just not play. And I think what's interesting, though, is some of those teams a couple of weeks ago were pretty adamant about, like, there's no point in us putting our guys back out there. But that's sort of softened in the last couple of weeks because you get down to it. And there's this sort of some buyer's remorse about a certain position you're taking because, frankly, okay, it's 4 months for the teams that are going to come back. Well, if we don't have next season until December, that's potentially 9 months between games.
Yeah. NBA's still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And a happy birthday today to one of the great baseball players that came through Wichita. Eric Davis is 58 years old today. Center fielder, came up through played for the Wichita Arrows in 1984, hit .314 for the Arrows on his way up to the big leagues, and then played 18 years in the bigs. A lot
yeah,
of that with the Cincinnati Reds.
Great career.
I believe he was the last player, AAA player from the Wichita Arrows, position player to play in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Two-time All-Star, three-time Gold Glove winner. He's in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. former Wichita Arrows outfielder Eric Davis. He is 58 today, and that's sports with Steve and Ted.
Hey, keep it here. Just a few minutes from now, we're going to talk with Brian Walker with the Kansas Food Bank about what the food bank's been doing to help people out in these tough times to get the food out to them.
Good.
Going to have Brian Walker in about 10 minutes from right now with Steve and Ted. 721, 722 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. A positive prediction about the economy from an unexpected source. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.